maximum amount to retain motivation in our current staff.
Can I suggest we come back to this point about salaries a bit later on, Rachel? Andy?
Yep, okay.
Agreed. Anyway, I'd rather investigate other options before we go down that route. I'd be interested to hear about your suggestion, Heidi, before we make any decisions.
Yes, of course. I'll get onto that in a moment. Aaron, did you want to talk about staff retention issues as well?
Yes, well, as you know, we're also experiencing a high turnover of staff. Again, primarily among our younger employees. Based on what they say in their exit interviews, there seems to be a general feeling that we're a bit specialist and they'll progress faster in their careers by moving companies. They don't seem to feel any particular loyalty to us. And so,
if I could just come in here for a moment, Aaron. What makes you so sure it's an issue that only affects our company? I'd say it's the attitude in all industries these days. People simply don't stay with one company for that long anymore.
Of course, you're absolutely right, but we can't just ignore this problem. Mm. I know you're not keen on it, Rachel, but I really think we should hear about Heidi's school leavers plan. Mm.
Audio 9. Extract 1.
Right, everyone's here now, so let's get started, shall we? I'm afraid we don't have that much time. Now, as you know, the purpose of today's meeting is to look at our current recruitment problems. I've asked Aaron to analyse the underlying causes of the difficulties we're currently experiencing in recruiting the right people. So, perhaps, Aaron, you'd like to talk us through some of your findings?
Certainly. Well, this is an issue that has been affecting Cockburn Walsh for some time now. I've been following up on why so many candidates have rejected job offers. And basically, there's no getting away from it. We face serious competition from the larger, better-known accountancy firms. Top graduates know how much they're worth, and they're attracted to the most prestigious, higher-paying firms.
Could I just say something here, Heidi?
Yes, go ahead.
You probably won't like this idea, Andy, but I think that the obvious solution to this problem must be to increase the initial salary package we're offering. I really think we should consider doing so.
I'm sorry, but I don't think we're in a position to do that, Rachel. Apart from anything else, it would mean we'd have to increase all salaries by the same.